It's a proud day for me, yes, and it's a proud day from this aspect. It's an opportunity to offer what I can to the people of Donegal, and that we try to ensure and maximise what we can get from government and others at the present time. It's not only the government alone. We're part of the European community, and there are many aspects to Donegal that let us talk about fishing, farming, tourism, a whole lot of other factors, education for our young people to our elderly, and from the islands of off Donegal to, we'll say, to Malin Head and for the area in between. I would welcome the opportunity of making what contribution I can with the help of the members of this council and the administrative staff as well. We as a body, as you know, spends quite an amount of money for the services of the people of this county. Now, there are many new changes coming for all of us in local authority, including the loss of, we'll say, town councillors if they go, and including the municipal districts when they're imposed on us and so on, that there are many challenges for all of us. And I welcome the fact that I'll be mayor of this county during the next year, because I will give an undertaking by whatever means possible. I will do my very best for the people.
And at 82 years young, you're the eldest mayor in the country.
To me, age is only a number. And as you know, Margie and myself are over 80 years of age. And I welcome the opportunity and the challenge that this offers to me as well, to deal with many of the problems I have watched happen to families and others down through the years.
So what will be the main theme of your year ahead?
Well, I was taught something years ago. We're only master of the unspoken word. I'm not always very forthcoming in making statements that I can't see achieved. But I referred to you earlier about the people with difficulties out there, and I would be referring to, we'll say, our handicapped. I'd be referring to our elderly, and I wouldn't want to overlook our young people at schools, because I'm on some of the boards at the present time. And I have to say to one thing, when you go to a school, people expect you're going to a school to be taught. I always phrase it another way. You're going to school to learn everything you can. And it's an opportunity for you. And you should select from among options what suits you best, because that will stand you in good stead for the rest of your life. Now, as you asked me that at the moment, that's the area I'm looking to, about our handicapped and others, and support for them, and support for our elderly who, at the present time, some of them can't even stoop to wash their floor and home help and other services that, unfortunately, in many cases, has been withdrawn and has to appeal and appeal and appeal for a service that they so much deserve.